Hello, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you so much for coming back to my channel. So it was in the small hours this morning that a series of explosions took place at the Kharkovka Dam in Russian-occupied Ukraine. This is a dam holding back some of the Dnieper River. So it was something like 7 cubic kilometers of water were released within a few hours. I don't know how many more since. So over 17,000 people have been evacuated already. Now, who done it? Well, the Ukrainians say that the Russians have done it. The Russians deny it. Surprise, surprise. And they keep contradicting themselves about how it happened, that it was shelling. It would be very, very difficult to do this with shelling. I think we're nigh on to say impossible. Like with any crime, cui bono? Well, it benefits the Russians in as much as it affects the Ukrainians more than it does Russia. Obviously, it's in Ukraine, not in Russia, but okay, it affects some of the illegally Russian-occupied regions of Ukraine a little bit. But it's also a barrier. It's going to be very difficult to cross, so more of an obstacle for the Ukrainians to get around when in their counteroffensive, when they're trying to liberate their country, and it's imperiling one of Ukraine's main cities, Kherson, and in the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is jeopardized by it as well. There's not supposed to be an immediate danger, which obviously the Russians are controlling, but if things go wrong there, the largest nuclear power station in Europe, that'll affect Ukraine far more than Russia. So water levels have risen by 11%. So this is destroying civilian infrastructure, and the Ukrainian government having to cope with even more refugees. So President Zelensky has formally accused Putin's fascist regime of doing this, whereas Russia's investigative committee said that it's opening a criminal investigation into this, and the Ukrainians say they're doing likewise. So it's all very worrying. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg denounced it as outrageous. These sort of things have been done before in war. Like in 1914, the Belgians had slowed down the German offensive. They had deliberately flooded a lot of their own country because the Germans, even only 50 centimeters in water, still that does slow you down. And how are you going to lie down to sleep and things like that? Having your feet wet permanently is going to be a bit of a problem. There's an awful lot of boats the Ukraine is going to need to get over this land. That's certainly going to slow people down a lot. 24 villages in the Kherson region have already been impacted by this. So it's going to be very difficult to repair a dam like that, especially in the middle of a war. Incidentally, most of the dam is still intact, but it's been that's not effective in holding back the water. There's the blame game. So yeah, Russia denies doing this, like they denied the massive military buildup on Ukraine's border was a threat to Ukraine, like they denied a threat to Ukraine when they said, if you don't do what we want, there'll be military technical measures against you, like they denied that they committed the Katyn massacre, which they've admitted that they committed, like they deny that this war is a war, right? Like they deny the massacre they committed at Bucha, like they deny the murder of Alexander Litvinenko was committed by them, like they deny the Salisbury poisoning was committed by them, like they deny that the Air Malaysia airline plane was shot down by them. Like lie after lie after lie, unblushingly told, no matter how absolutely irrefragable the evidence, a mountain of evidence. Apparently they're quite tranquil in Kherson, being evacuated in an orderly manner. You know, they said that at least 40,000 people are being evacuated as well. Was it a cock up rather than a mistake? I mean, I don't see how you'd accidentally do this, because they put things right into the best place in the dam to maximize this. So this is an environmental catastrophe. It obviously wrecks some of the Ukrainian economy. You know, the inundation will mean that various plants will drown, there won't be enough grain exported, people's houses will be wrecked, and so on. I suppose the Russians are lashing out partly because they're hacked off at these incursions into Russia. They don't seem to be able to fend off. Well, this dam also provides a lot of hydroelectricity for southern Ukraine and drinking water, including Crimea, illegally occupied Crimea. And the Ukrainians are very decent. They didn't blow up the pipeline carrying drinking water to Crimea early in the war, which they might have done, because that would have given Russia a headache, 3 million civilians without drinking water. So you're going to have to bring civilians out, bring drinking water in, which is going to use up all your transport, will use for military personnel, munitions otherwise. Otherwise, people start drinking unsafe water and they start dying. So this is the latest twist and turn. Is the Ukrainian counteroffensive underway already? Some people think that it is, actually. It's not necessarily going to begin with a big bang. It might be actually incremental. And has it begun? Has it not? Until it has begun. And there'll be probes. And this is a decoy. This is the real thrust. Or might be several probes, and they actually reinforce the one which succeeds, not deciding that in advance. I'm not a military man. I'm sure it shows. So anyway, they're hardly about to tell us this is it. They won't necessarily fire everything. And I wonder whether they will actually use some of the NATO-supplied equipment deep inside Russia. I thought the easiest way to get through the Russian defenses is to just go around them. Is to just go to Belgorod region, which has got far fewer defenses, and then flank the Russians that way. Because they can't be strong everywhere. Anyway, this is unlikely to slow down the Ukrainian defense counteroffensive. I mean, it's surprising it's taken so long to begin. Maybe it's already underway, but it's not on a huge scale. There have been some successes. The Russians are a bit perturbed by this. They claim they've beaten back Ukrainian attacks in the Donetsk area. So we shall see. I just don't see how they're going to be able to cope with this in the short term, the Ukrainians. But anyway, the Russians may be foolish to do this because the Ukrainians might strike back, may pay them back in the same coin. There are an awful lot of dams in Russia, hydroelectric dams, flooding cities. There are dams near Moscow. That could be a very big problem for them if these were blown up. And it appears that the Russians are being attacked by some of the drones which have already been smuggled into Russia by the Ukrainians, maybe in part Ukrainian secret agents or people who actually, you know, Russian citizens, ethnically Ukrainian, somehow loyal to Ukraine, are launching these things. So there are many more problems to come. So this dam, when on earth are they going to be able to put the water back? Now, there have been several other attempts to destroy dams earlier in the war, but without success. And the Dnipro River, of course, it flows through Kyiv, so they might try blowing it up in Kyiv as well. All right, so thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, because I put out videos almost every day, and I urgently need donations in order to sustain the channel. So thank you for your loyalty. You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, not yet on TikTok, actually, so I must get smarter at cross-pollinating social media. Remember, you can book me for online lessons in history, politics, religious studies, English as a foreign language, English literature, English language, French, linguistics, interview practice. I help people with theses, dissertations, essays, elocution, and stuff like that anytime. So thank you so much for watching. Goodbye, and make sure you subscribe, everybody. Toodaloo.